The MTA plans to return to full service next Monday when the city starts reopening. MTA Chairman and CEO Pat Foy is on our news line. So how is this going to work?
We are requesting, and we've had a great response from the New York City business community, we're requesting that employers consider staggering shifts and staggering days of business, at least in the beginning phases of the lifting of New York on pause to allow for remote work. We're going to be applying floor markings and decals where possible, to assist with social distancing at stations. We'll be supplying hand sanitizer where possible to customers across the system. And we're going to be deploying platform controllers, MTA police, and additional station personnel. I ought to say that the most important thing that our customers can do is masks, masks, masks. Our employees are at 100% level wearing masks. The compliance by customers has been not quite that good, but very high. But if customers on subways and buses and Long Island Railroad, Metro North, for that reason, wear masks, they will cut significantly the risk of infection to other passengers, to family and friends. That the importance of that can't be emphasized enough. And Governor Cuomo has made it a law that on public transit, everybody wears a mask. The city and the state, or the city and the MTA and the state, are going to cooperate in delivering about 2 million masks to customers who don't have them in the early days of the return of full service. It doesn't have to be a mask. A face covering, a scarf, a bandana will work equally well. But we're proud to be returning to full regular service on Monday, June 8th. And, right now, obviously, ridership has been down significantly. It is creeping up, but it is still, 90% or so, I think today, 88% below the pre-pandemic levels. And the return of full service is something on subways and buses that we think is appropriate, given the fact that we're carrying unbelievably important people, first responders and essential employees, and getting them to work and home again.
MTA Chairman and CEO Pat Foy joining us here on WCBS. So you mentioned you want to keep it to essential workers during phase one, but there are the estimates that 400,000 New Yorkers will be returning to work on Monday. So is there a fear that some of those non-essential workers will be getting into the system and perhaps clogging things up?
Well, look, I think New Yorkers have responded appropriately and heroically in being able to stop the spread of the virus and to flatten her. I think that most New Yorkers have heeded the governor's advice and the MTA's directive that service on subways and buses be limited to essential workers and first responders. And we're counting on New Yorkers to continue to do that, Michael.
Let me ask you about the masks as well, because there are going to be some people who are either going to forget them or refuse to wear them. Will masks be enforced in any way?
Well, look, the NYPD's got primary responsibility for policing the subways. No one is going to be dragged off. No one is going to be arrested. But the MTA and NYPD and the MTA police will be, noting that. Obviously, staff provided by the city and the MTA will be providing masks, especially in the early days of phase one, to those who don't have them. But it's really incumbent upon all New Yorkers to get a mask, to wear it as much as you can, but certainly 100% of the time on subways and buses.
And how about the overnight shutdowns for cleaning? That will continue?
That will continue as long as the pandemic continues. That has played a really important role in the MTA being able to disinfect every one of our cars every night. It's also allowed the NYPD and the City Department of Homeless Services to provide medical and mental health and shelter to the unsheltered. I think that program, the nighttime closing, has been a success and really flawlessly executed by Sarah Feinberg and her team.
All right, Pat, good update. Thank you, and good luck with the return to full service on Monday.
Thank you, Michael. Take care.
MTA Chairman and CEO Pat Foy.